Stadler is a Mishnah Kolosai, so he's trying to explain again the keshet with the Mishnah before the contrast. Bevadei, Av Shubol Liras Echun Noyig, also Mishnah Sharkalti Ashok Samel Kolosai Tzabi Yose. Besomach, Achav Dirish Mora Kodloimek, the Fomim Afen Leishtadler is a Mishnah Kolosai, the Eina Mitzdaya Mekulkul, and Mekulkul Sholach Achav Shulahim Ma, the Ula Yovade Simcha Kimishus Sinai. So here he says that even if the person is actually, he has another reason for going, and it was cool to go a place where he might be sameach, because kolosei, that itself is something to stay away from. So it's interesting, in the it's not only an azhara that the person shouldn't, when somebody else is neifel, it's an asura not to be in a position where he might get happy. So let's say he doesn't have full control of his midas yet, he shouldn't go and see the person. It's very interesting because I understand that on the first one, that where you're causing the other person anguish, so it makes sense that if you can't control yourself, let's say you're inadvertently going to laugh or whatever it is, so it's telling us, you know, stay away. But here the pshat is, he can't, there's no real, it's not that he's going to be mitzayeh, but the very fact that in your own midas, you are going to be to be happy, that's a reason for you to stay away. It's got nothing to do, especially with causing the person dafka hurt. It's mitzad your own midas ros. So since he's saying that this sticks out of place, maybe all the mamarim are going in a certain order. Cloud. The Kaddish Baruch Hu tikkun hatshuva al-mahazah shemekal of that is not rotzi, and a person has no mocknis to meach on the bin foil ayvecha. Without this, one could have thought a Kaddish Baruch Hu has no preference. That is, a Kaddish Baruch Hu likes her. Ayva Hashem is they like Toiv. So that which made it to Toiv is something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is happy with. That which is not Toiv, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is unhappy with. So whatever is Toiv stays, and whatever is not Toiv, it doesn't stay. So that would have been the way we saw it. Lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, Lemaisa Mishnah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Toiv, and only because he can't allow Ra to be Matzliach, will Ra be destroyed. But the Etzem, every time Ra is not given the chance, when Ra is not allowed to do what it's supposed to, when Ra is not allowed to become a Tukin, that itself is a tzar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says over here. The Hadith says, I, the Avodah Hashem Rina. So the Maisa, it does say, Ke'ilu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not care for things that are bad. So he says, no, Hainu Kishin, Neva, the Rosh, Yeshua, Smart, Nikvayda, Mokim. So we looking and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now one less detractor in the world, that for us is a statement that's emes. So mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzad what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen for the three in general suffers because of Rishayim, there's a simcha that particular Rosh is gone. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen, Mitzad is Panimius Rotzen, it certainly is not good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want it to be that way. So why doesn't it say Kitoiv? This is where they went out to fight Damonim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Sameach, a tikkun is supposed to come. In the world, there still was a bchina everybody is not chayiv for everybody else. So even though this particular person is a Rasha, but we are not, we should not be the simcha, because at the end of the day, it's somebody that mitzad being a chayiv Yisrael, it's supposed to be a tzarfet. Those are two possibilities. Then he says, v'chein muchach orichsiv b'nfoy loivecha al tismach, v'yidu loichozi bei, v'arishus mishar l'snoisei, d'oksiv loichsiv nachiv loivecha, v'kach medakir orichsiv kisir chamar sach n'revi sach masoy, muka loishorot v'arver boi, v'kein kro d'ahacha ayri gamkin v'rashin, v'lachos v'smar v'filosof, v'arichsiv avoy v'shoy v'ina chayin heichish v'boho ivud v'shvil arishus, so here the understanding is probably also along the same lines as we said before. Because when somebody is, when a person is nidun by Beis Din for his rishis, then the pshat is, it's kilu. Beis Din was able to extract the rishis from the world. It's as if they made an operation, took out the nekud of rishis. So even if the person dies, you know, the Beis Din puts it to Misa. But like it says by Ochan, that he was a tzaddik afterwards, Hayoyim, you're going to be in Cherem, but not Labba. Any time that there's a Misa's Beis Din means that the person has gone into a certain mahalach where there's a ticket for him. That's the mohus of Mises Bed. It's Lamarshal Kanoim Poigim Boy, like by somebody that's Baal Akum, in a Kanoim Poigim Boy is much worse, because Kanoim Poigim Boy is something which is not, since he left Klal Yisrael, since he was Moitius out there from the Klal, the person is not royu, in a sense, to be part of the Klal and to be. Mises Bed is a specific tikkun. The kapara, because it focuses on the ches and it takes away the ches. Masha'im came from like another pagan boy means we just need to get rid of him, but there's no takanas, no tikkun. So here we're talking about the person died machmas mishosei, when there was a clear mahalach of being done on the specific avera and dying because of avera. So this is a mokum of tikkun and kapara. That was a chaloyis of tikkun kapara. Masha'im came if the person dies because of a some other reason, he's just gone, so we achieve nothing. So yes, the person's gone, person's dead, but he remained forever and ever in his rishis, and there was no ticket for that as well. V'chein muchach d'hachkrosh l'bavoy v'shor v'ino medabem mizeh, d'maisi hosam hachkrosh l'edim sh'idol echot sh'chayit misah, in time of manot sarzais. Why? Talmud Leima b'avoid Rishon Rina. V'chein ha d'yisaper kam the brachas rov malos Hashem v'am Hashir Hashem itam chatzay min oretz Hashem ereinom. V'dov v'zeh medavim palos Hashem Hashem l'sal k'rishon o'ilom. V'zeh ro adov ruch ha'kredesh still k'rishon v'stomach al zeh. V'dov v'zeh bevaday hu toy v'yafu hu. Avin loy bo ivet b'shul zel sal k'rishon zeh bevaday hu dov v'zeh toy. Av shul shul rosh ha'vein l'smayach v'zeh gomu. So he's saying a fascinating chiluk that we can be oimid on when the ibud had in itself an akud of tikkun by the fact that he was that it was specifically focused on that, as opposed to a general ibud where it was he was gone and without a specific cause. So we don't have the rush anymore, but we're left with all the rishis. And I have there's a hagasha. So Olam Hazeh has in itself the element of tikkun. This is it's a knach more than Olam Haba, where things, once things are set, there's a certain permanence to it, and we feel that that's superior. But the idea that nothing is ever lost forever, and everything can have a tikkun, is specific to this world. So he has a very, very different page of the pasuk over there, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's part of the punishment that other umas dance on their blood, but it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy, and it's not even appropriate for us to be happy. Bishul Hakshas, Mabosh Mol Hashmenu, no Kruksiv, yeah, Fel Vecha. So for Rashi, Rashi says it's just that he's the same. I feel like I've seen the Kashmash with the Rambam, so I guess you're going to have an upper than a upper shmunk of an iso. The Liba Shmina has most of the Michael Lloyd, Rack Shmina Lisa and Paul Slavic. At the end of the day, yes, there's a Hemshach over there. Rashi also brings that gears there. But Lemaisa, what he's saying is not to be Sameach. So where's that from the Pasik? When the Rambam is all Masha Shamusa, they are Shogu with Steve. Bashmina and the Musa Godel who's there. So then it's clear that he was saying a pasuk, but he was saying this pasuk over and over again because the people were very different. Something that's a little hard to understand. First of all, to understand in general, why does the Torah come on him? And secondly, where do you see it in Shmuel HaKot? It's not so clear. So the first one, why does he get it? I mean, you find something like that when you speak Lashara about somebody, you get his punishment, you know, things of that nature. I think the main shot is because you ma'ira midas hadin. When a person projects that he's superior than the other, that means that he is making the comparison and evaluating himself. Whenever you do that, you become, that means you're asking to be judged. And just like when you say, I'm better than the other person. So when I push hard about somebody else, I'm in effect saying that I'm superior to him. When I'm Sameach on his downfall, I'm saying I'm superior to him. That itself becomes an arousal of Midas Hadin. So just the fact that it's Meishal Apoi is not enough. It's just clearly he gets some of the punishment. So he has a knach here. So his agadar of it is, he's saying that because the etzem fact that you're happy when things went wrong for the other person, that simcha shows that you're be'etzem someone that's ra, you're shaykh to the world of ra. And b'meilo, there's a lo yinoke on that. You invite being included in ra by your reaction that you're from ra. Any questions?
No. It's good. It's good.
Okay. So,